The Burt Show.
Abby, Cassie found a TikTok the other day that had us thinking, oh my God, the things that Abby has to go through on a day-to-day if she's dating guys this age.
So it's a group of young guys, I would say early 20s maybe, and it's the famous bachelors on TikTok, and I love this group of dudes, okay, because they are basically reading the riot act to their other friend who's like, dude, this girl's not hitting me back after my date, and they find out that he did not walk her to her car after the date, and in the best display, they're calling it positive masculinity. In the comments, he's got the right friend group because this is what they're telling him.
You didn't walk into her car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a big deal. Walking in the car, that's not a big deal, right?
That's what went wrong. That's why she didn't text you back.
No. That's an integral step, dude. You have to, especially at night.
He ended the date.
And he didn't walk into the car.
Yeah. But it's like free bounty points. It takes like 10 seconds, and it's like
10
easy
seconds.
To do.
Yeah.
Why didn't you walk her to the car?
But he's saying he's not interested. He's
My car was completely in the other direction.
It doesn't matter if your car's on the other side of the Sahara Desert. You walk her to the car.
But I didn't.
Why not? Okay.
Because it was cold outside, and it was dark. Why would I want to walk her?
Why are you doing
it? Why are you doing it? Did your dad not? Teach you this.
So she walked in the dark in the cold alone to her car.
This is such a great peek.
That's funny.
In a 20-year-old something dude's talk right here.
I love how they're like, it was cold and it was dark and there were strange men going around. Of course, I had to go back to my car and not walk into her car. So here's where it's sitting with me, because for the average first date, it doesn't bother me if he doesn't walk me to my car. Usually I'm relieved because my car is really messy. So I'm like, I don't need him seeing that on the date one. But I will say, I did have an experience that made me go, oh yeah, my future husband would never do that. Like, girls will say that all the time. When they get the ick from a guy, they go, my future husband wouldn't do that. So then they'll just like completely move on from it. So I remember when I came here for my interview 2 years ago and I did that Hinge date before I was supposed to come in for my interview, just classic me things. And I'd been drinking all day on these interviews and I had that date later that night and I got way too drunk because I had literally been drinking since like 1 p.m. and didn't realize how much I'd had to drink. And I had shattered the wine glass and of course he probably got the ick from me, understandable. Mm-hmm. But I was so drunk and I remember I got back to my hotel and when I woke up the next morning, I remember thinking, he didn't walk. I was visibly like not okay. And he just walked off in the middle of Buckhead. And I thought, I never want to hear from that guy again, because I don't care if you had no interest in me or not. There was a visibly inebriated girl who had been overserved and you just let her go off into the dark without making sure she got home okay? That was a red flag for me.
Oh, that's a huge red flag because I know where you had drinks and your hotel was right across the street. He literally, all he had to do was just walk out of the bar, walk across the street to get you to the front door of the hotel.
Let me just stick up for this dude just a little bit. I'm just going to throw this as an option.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to throw this as an option. Although I don't think it applies to this guy because he just sounds clueless. But based on what you guys have told us on this show for 20 years is that women always have to have their head on a swivel, right? Mm-hmm. You never feel completely safe. So is there some kind of relief that he doesn't want to walk you to your car? He says it's a dark place. It's a cross. Like, maybe she was just like, it would creep me out if he actually walked me to my car. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets to my car.
She can just say, I'm good. Thank you. Like, if he's like, I'll walk you to your car, I've done that. I've been like, no, yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
So just the offer is as good as the actual walk itself.
Yeah. And, you know, there's personal responsibility. I'm sure that girl has herself protected. Like, Abby, you know, you can say no to being overserved. But also, people make missteps and stuff happens and you get drunk faster than you think you're going to. And it's all about respect. Whether or not you want a second date, it's about being like, hello, fellow human. I see that you're struggling. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. It's going to take me 10 seconds.
This
10
has
seconds.
Everything to do with effort also. Did you hear his thing? It was like, why would I do that? It was cold outside and it was a long distance. Uh-huh. Why would I possibly do that? Which is such a great example of how little effort he wanted to put in.
It reminds me of that scene in The Breakup with Vince Vaughn where they're arguing about whether or not they should go to the ballet for a date. And he's like, I don't want to go to the ballet. Should I pretend to like going to the ballet? And she's just like, I want you to put in the effort to show me that you care enough about me to go to the ballet. So really what he's communicating, this guy who didn't get a second date is just communicating that you didn't care enough about me to make sure that I got home to my car safe. If it was really that scary and dark.
It's all effort, for sure. If a guy likes you, he's going to walk you to your car every time. If he doesn't, I think you should take that as a sign. Even if the car, because I've been in a situation where the cars were like really far apart and I thought about that, but I walked there and then she drove me to my car. So it's like you just put in the effort and then they'll put in the effort and that's how it should go.
So sorry for what you have to deal with on a day-to-day.
It's miserable and I hate it here.
Because all those guys look right about the same age as the guys you're dating,
it's the worst.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.